Thanks for staying with us on Consider This. Melissa and Sharad here with you tonight. And we're speaking to Dato' Sri Ganesh, Vice President of the International Vocational Training Association, about TVET. So I just want to go back to a little bit to this, you know, push by the government on STEM education in the K-9 years. I just kind of want to know how that integrates with TVET. How would you integrate TVET with the push towards STEM?
Okay, STEM, I mean, everyone knows the definition. STEM, you know, is very much inclined to engineering and science and so on. You need to have this skill set. This is actually not directly related to TVET, but it's better to have those skills. The world out there requires these skill sets. You know, let it be artistic person or ethnographer and so on. So all these people require this because it is something the industry needs, right? So when you have the STEM knowledge, when you go into the skills pathway, you can able to enjoy the benefits of the industry revolution verticals. In the TVET segment, right, you have skills complementing for the requirements of different industry revolution for verticals, right? Mm. So if you don't have the entry-level skills, the innovators, the guys who actually fix things up, the guys who actually put things together, you don't have the entry-level skills, then I don't think you can dream of achieving the industry revolution 4.0. Right. It always will be a vision, but you will not go closer to them. It is a norm that when there is a buzzword like this, it become a bubble, so people go and look for this kind of programs to study and so on. But the gist of it is, this is just a grouping of verticals that what the world need today, right? So we have to champion this in a way that we have to learn the skill set, and we have to be dynamic, and we have to articulate towards the futuristic jobs and so on.
Yeah, I want to talk about the different kind of stakeholders that are often implied in a conversation like this. We have government that has control over certain educational institutions and the design of curriculum. Then you have industries that each industry might, in fact, or enterprise level organization might choose to actually have its own training system for the specific needs of that enterprise. And then you have parents and kids trying to decide and based on the aptitude of the chip. Not all children are, you know, made to be computer analysts or you know, technicians, right? So how do we make sense of all these different stakeholders? How do we have a conversation that includes all of them? Because sometimes I wonder if the conversation is very abstract. Mm.
It is very abstract most of the time. You see, when it comes to creating a syllabus or creating a modules and all that, we are actually relying on industries to co-create these programs, right? So if you have less participation from the industry, so the program that you actually develop will be from very much inclined to the academic side of it. So when you do something very academic, very academic oriented, what will happen? The industry requires to retraining. So when you employ someone, they need to train somebody since you don't have the knowledge and so on. So you become less marketable, right? So this is where parents need to understand that apart from seeing all the big brands and getting caught up with all the advertisements and so on, they should look into the modules that have been delivered and who are delivering those modules and so on. Are these modules very much brand-centric or industry-centric? There's another call out there where people going into a very much brand-centric kind of skill set programs.
Well, it has to do with perception, right?
So if you become very brand-centric kind of person, what will happen to you is that you'll become a consumer of the technology. You will never be someone who innovate or someone who come out with a system that can complement different requirements. You become very much inclined to a certain brand. So we have to balance this up. We need the academic approach as well, but we need the syllabus to be co-created by the industry, so they don't have to spend a big budget. Even the government is spending a lot of money retraining graduates. You say, for instance, if they spend about ringgit to complete a degree, or maybe ringgit, the retraining process itself costing them another ringgit. So it's cost government a lot of money, right? And the industry should also play a role in training them. You know, we have the levy that we pay to the Human Resource Development Fund should be utilized well so that we have good number of these graduates with skill sets so they can bring the nation forward towards more, apart from being consumers, we should be those who create things.
Okay, no, those so rather create, than just being consumers of the technology.
Yeah.
So you're saying that this is not happening, that industry is not collaborating with academia to, you know, create TVET-ready students.
It's happening, but you see, again, there's a nitty-gritty of it need to be looked into. Like, for instance, if you're creating IT industry, modules for IT industry, right? Not necessarily you have to bring in the big brands. Yeah, we need to have the big brands as well. You need to understand the demographic needs of it as well. You know, for instance, if you are in an area where a business process outsourcing is the focus, right, you need to understand the employer's needs as well.
Right.
Not very much into brands, you know, it's very much into skill set that they require. And can we cater for borderless employment? We shouldn't be worried when some companies close down here or strategically they make some decision to move out from this country. So we should be someone who can be employed across the region. You know, so those kind of skill sets should be took into.
I wonder philosophically where you stand on this. Should education, at least primary and the basic foundational education, just be something that governments take care of and leave it to the free market to make decisions about where people go after that? That they can continue their post-secondary school education depending on their personal aptitude or in the industrial enterprise level needs. Does it all have to be coordinated? What's your personal perception?
I would say that it should be industry driven. It should be driven by the stakeholders out there. It's not, government's role is to put in the monitoring system, you know, to put the policies and things like that. They should not dictate, for instance, the duration of a program. You know, if the world out there is moving as we speak, right? We have countries who are already implementing nano degrees, nitro degrees, macro, minor, you know.
That micro, sounds like a very short-term degree, weekend course.
Okay, but when you say micro degrees and so on, it's accumulated by the skill set that they acquire over time, right? So maybe you pick up few skills here and there, it's endorsed well, then you put these things together and you get a degree. So if you put when you step into a tertiary studies and you spend about 4 years into the education system without knowing what's happening outside in the outside world, you're actually trapped in a vacuum thinking that whatever happening in your school is what the world needs
right.
out there. So you when you walk out with your ropes and so on, you get your certificate out there, when you go out there, you're jobless or you are not, I would say, as per the market needs. So when you're not as per the market needs, the market controls the demand, you see, right or not. So you're not able to flourish in the industry. So you're able to, you give up in the area that you want to perform
right.
and you start starting back from scratch.
Mm.
So you go into a different program. So time is an asset for everybody. So when you do that, we're unable to compete globally because the global market is very competitive out there. They're very fast.
It's very dynamic.
Very dynamic. Say, for instance, our neighbor Singapore.
Yeah.
You see, they don't have this buzzword called TVET at all, if you notice.
They don't? The
way they created their technical schools will be equally to a university. If you walk into an ITE, right, the ITE is well-structured. You know, people are proud to be there and so on. That kind of environment should be here in Malaysia as well. So you need to change the mindset. It's from the top-to-down approach. You need to change the people mindset of how they look into vocational studies. They should look into something prestigious. You know, if like 50, 60 years, if you look into the medical profession as a noble profession, then skills profession is also a noble profession.
Right.
You know, you're uplifting, you know, somebody's lives and so on, you know. So this is how you should, the perception part should come into the picture.
Sure.
Come back to the question earlier where, okay, what the government role and so on. I would say the government should play a role of creating the awareness. The rest will come.
Okay, well, we're going to touch on that, but we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back on Consider This. Don't go anywhere.